Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. I bid shalom to my family that is listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook or YouTube. And this is nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for our senior Moray, Moray Ishaya ben Yisrael. And we're giving all honor and all glory and all praises to Yah. And who is this Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the Savior of not only Israel, but of the world today. And this evening, we plan on bringing another topic to our people that is pressing, that is urgent, because it's filled with the praises of Yah, and it's letting you be aware of the things that are going on throughout all the world, because the hands of Yah are working throughout all the world, the good and the evil. As it says in the book of Amos, the third chapter, the Most High says, has any evil happened in the city, and I, Yah, have not done it? So whether it's the blessings, or whether it's the curses, whether it's the good, or whether it's the evil, it's all been done. It's all been done by the hands of Yahweh. And this topic that I'm going to discuss today is going to be dealing with a topic that most of the world think that they have a grasp on, that they have a firm and solid understanding on what this is. They are under the impression that they display this every single day and that they receive this every single day. But we're going to go through and we're going to discuss some things to see whether we know what these things pertain to. And the first place we're going to go is in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. If you turn with me there. In the book, and let me get there myself, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, well, excuse me, that's Ecclesiastes, the ninth chapter, excuse me. And in Ecclesiastes, the ninth chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. Ecclesiastes 9:1 reads, "For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hands of Elohim. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them." And on meditating on this particular scripture, that's 100% the truth. Man doesn't know love or hatred with all that is before him, because man doesn't even consider that all works are in the hands of Elohim. And you may ask our people why we are in this plight today. Why are we in these conditions today? Why are we suffering today? Why is the world in the condition that it is in today? You may ask several different people and receive several different answers. Not saying that all of them are going to be wrong, but you're going to definitely know that some of them are wrong. And it may be a possibility that every last one of them are wrong. But you know, at least through process of elimination, that they can't all be the truth, but they all be different testimonies on why the world is going through the plight that it's going through. So that's something that the world's not considering. The works that the Most High, that all works are in the hands of Elohim. And this is just something that we must take, and this is something that we must consider. It says this in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, if you turn with me there. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 14th verse. Well, no, I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, and verse 12 reads, "For thus saith Yah, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wounds is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquities, because thy sins were increased. So all of these nations that we're in the midst of, and make no mistake about it, Yahweh scattered us to the four corners of the earth. So we're not just going through this plight here in America, but everywhere that we're scattered. Now, you may think that you're separated. You may think that you're safe from the tyranny and the evil that's coming upon you. You may think that you're a free man or a free woman, but it's only because of one thing. You don't consider that all works are in the hands of Elohim. And that's why you believe in a false sense of safety. That's why we may think that we have a false sense of security, because really, we don't know love or hatred with all that is before us. And all the lovers, they have forgotten us. All these nations that we have laid down and made ourselves become a whore to and committed whoredom with, all these nations who we've laid with, they forgot us. So all these nations that was enticing you and saying, if you just stop serving that Elohim that you serve, and if you stop dressing the way that you've been dressing and approaching the way that you've been approaching, and every time you ask something, you got to inquire of this Elohim, if you stop doing that, I can give you the lap of luxury. And as soon as we forsook Elohim and start laying with these nations and start making these nations our lovers, the first thing they did, they forsook us. Because what they did is they took us away from our power. And we allowed ourselves to be taken away from our power. And now all your lovers, they forgot you. So I don't care if you're in North America, South America, the islands. I don't care if you're in France, where I was just watching the awards where they was rewarding this brother for climbing up a high, tall building to rescue this infant over in France. And they were deeming him Spider-Man and giving him all type of accolades and compliments. You still in the midst of a nation, for the majority of them, despise you. They set to oppress you. Because surely all your lovers will forsake you, especially when calamity and plight comes on their doorstep. You think that they're considering you and me? You think that they're considering our plight? When they got situations going on in their own household, amongst their own nation, this oppression that's going on in the midst of their nation has oppressed them too. And now you think they're going to turn their eyes and their ears to hear the cries of a people who was on top of the world, not just the city, not just the nation, but on top of the world, because we had the true and living Elohim reigning, and we turned our backs to go serve these other lovers. And therefore, these lovers have forsaken us and they have left us. But like I said, this plight just isn't on us, but it's on the whole world. Just like if you've been looking at the news lately, they have the biggest thing in the news is dealing with immigration and immigration reform. And speaking about this horrendous act that's being done for people that's trying to come over here and sneak over here into this country, the United States, and they're being captured. And now this is in their law that even if you're captured, you can still request asylum. So you'll just be put to the side. And if you're granted asylum, you can stay in this country. Now this is what's in their rule books. But no, they confiscate these people. And what they start doing is they start separating the children from their parents. And I was looking at a story where some parents haven't seen their children in over a month, 30, 40 days, and don't know where their children are. And the children don't know where they're located. And then they showed these pictures of these children lying on the floor on little flat mats with like aluminum foil sheet looking tin on their back for covers. Utter state of oppression. Just an utter state of affliction. Just an utter state of just no judgment and boundless whatsoever. And these laws and these things that are happening were so egregious that apparently the president of this United States, Trump, apparently his wife went over there and visited and seen the conditions, and she was supposed to be one of the main conspirators and influence him to sign an emergency bill that's saying this is just not right. If you're going to confiscate them, let them be confiscated with the parents and the children. At least keep them together. At least keep them together. This is just cruel. And he signed a bill that's supposed to be prohibiting this. That's supposed to be forbidding these type of acts. That's supposed to keep the children. But the story has already gotten from under them. It's already spreading. It's already went abroad. So the things that they see, you can't unsee it now. The things that you thought, you can't unthink it now, because you're seeing this type of oppression is being placed on the people. And now people are in an outrage. Now people are just hot and bothered about what's going on with the situation, with what they're doing to these children and their parents. And this has even been on the Time magazine, with polarizing pictures showing this president standing in front of a child who was crying because their mother was confiscated. And even though in this particular picture, the daughter wasn't separated from the mother, but how many cases of them are? How much of this is being reported? And are they being set up in some type of fancy prisons? No. Are they being set up in some type of facility that's accommodating? No. They're being set up in places of affliction. And this is something that Israel needs to see and consider. This is not something to laugh at or make a mockery at or point your finger and say, that's what they get. That ain't us. Well, if they're doing that to them, what do they have planned for you? What type of affliction do they have planned for you? And to see these things, they truly are disheartening. And as the scriptures say, the fear of Yah is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. So if you love Yah and you fear Yah, then you don't want to see the oppression of anybody. You don't want to see the destruction of any nation unless these nations have proclaimed wickedness against Yah and against the wickedness against Yah's people. And now you just know that the judgment is going to be set forth unless they repent and turn from their ways. But the fear of Yah is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way. And the things that's being done is just outright evil. But as the scriptures say, a false balance is an abomination. And I can feel for these people. I can feel for a child that's longing for the embracing of their father or their mother. I can feel for a mother or a father that is longing for embracing their child. This is just evil. This is an abomination. But one thing that we need to take into consideration, one thing that we must consider, is that a false balance is an abomination. Where do you think that they came up with these plans of separation, of doing these type of things to these people, of displaying this type of behavior towards this nation of people? Where do you think they get it from? Well, they was executing their plans on our people way before this immigration conversation ever came to play. They already was kidnapping. They already was murdering. They already was separating. They already had plans of execution for your seed. They already were raping your daughters. They already was raping your sons, raping the fathers and the mothers. They had all type of evil planned against our people. And our people have a discussion today is saying the Willie Lynch letter, the Willie Lynch syndrome, and the letters, they were made up. Well, now you're seeing before the world that you can say that they were made up, but you can see that this nation that we in the midst of are fully capable of executing the imaginations of their own hearts. But no one stands up for your plight. That's why it says in this Jeremiah 30 and 13, there is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. So no one's pleading for you. No one's going to the United Nations for you. No one is looking and saying, well, if you're doing that to these nations of people, what do you have planned for black people? The tears, the sympathy, and the empathy that you feel for these nations, your own people are going through this on a daily basis. And who's pleading the cause for them? That's why the scriptures say a false balance is an abomination. Here is it. You can look and you can see this abomination and you can shed a tear because you do have a heart that can be softened. And you can feel for the plight of another nation, even if it's not of your own. But do the nations, or the nation as a whole, are they shedding tears when your children are being murdered in the streets? Whether it be by their peers or whether it be by the authority figures set up over them, these overseers. A 17-year-old last week just shot down in the streets 3 times from fleeing from the police. And their justification of this action was, well, he had a 9mm case. He had this cartridge in his pocket. But you didn't even know that until he was already shot down and dead. Here it is. You have a little girl on the street just selling waters, trying to get money to go to Disney World. And having a woman call the police on this young child and her mother saying, where's your permit? People having the police being called on them because they're outside barbecuing. And why do you think that these people are calling the police? They're not calling the police to bring some peace to the matter. They're not calling the police to bring love to the matter. No, they're calling the authority figures because they want to see a display of hatred. Because they know every time the mingling of these authority figures and our people, it don't have a good track record of coming out positive. So this is something that we just have to consider. But we oppressed. But these nations, they oppressed. So what makes you think that they will speak up for you and I? That's just not in the balance. That's why it says this in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. If you turn with me there. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. And it reads, and further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. But let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man. And Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So now you understand how keeping the commandments is becoming a whole man. Because in keeping the laws of Yah, which means executing, which means doing, and these are all actions, just like love is an action, just like hatred is an action. And that's why a man don't know love or hatred with all that is before him, because all we hearing is words, but we don't see actions, or we see actions opposite of the words. You could come into a country that says, we welcome all nations. We're a melting pot. But you can see how they treat you when they don't want you here or when they want to oppress you. You can see a nation that they say, we are enemies. We are sworn enemies. And we can never get along. But yet they'll meet up in secret rooms and have conversations and make all type of covenant and treaties with one another because they're trying to get each other's goods. They're trying to get each other's services. This is why man don't know love or hatred, because they're not looking at the works. They're not looking at the works of the people that they done made their lovers, and they're not looking at the works that they commit. So this is why man don't know love or hatred with all that is before him. But this is why Yahweh is Elohim, because Yah said he's going to bring all works into judgment with all the secret things. So all them little secret meetings that you had that our people love to run around and say, it's the Illuminati. They having secret meetings. The Most I know about all that. And he's going to bring all of that into judgment. But the same way that you stood and praised Yah, you stood in the gap for the righteous. You stood and tried to be a light. That's going to be, your works are going to be brought into judgment as well. So if you want to know what's the works of Elohim and what are your works, then it's imperative that we know what love and hatred is. Because love is more than just us saying it. I love you. Or it's more than just saying, well, I hate you. You can see by the actions, and someone may have never said it, they love or hate you, but their actions show everything. Because all works are in the hands of Elohim. And you know that you're not in the midst of a nation that wants to cuddle you, that plans on swallowing you, or plan on nurturing you. Because look at what they're doing to the midst of these other nations. And not only would they do that to these other nations, they would do that to their own. Turn with me to Proverbs, the 9th chapter, 9th division. In Proverbs 9 and verse 12, it reads, if thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scorneth, thou alone shall bear it. So if we're going to be wise, then be wise. But let's be wise all the time. But we have to be wise and consider that with all these things, they're not happening insignificantly. They're not happening because it's just a slip of a pen or this is an accident. These things are happening so that we can consider. So if we're going to be wise, let's just be wise. And let's be wise and say, well, if they'll do that to these nations, what in the world do they have in store for us? So you know what it's time to do? It's time to gather ourselves. Because we are that nation that is not desired. It's time to put away all our petty differences and all this BS that we claim that's so important. And let it go, because none of this is our plan. This is all the words of the Most High. So put it aside and seek righteousness. Well, seek Yah, seek righteousness, seek meekness, so it may be that we be hid in the day of Yah's anger. Because Yah's anger is something that you want to be hid from. You may think that you want the front row seat to it. You may think that you want to be front in line and you're going to have some 3D glasses on eating popcorn. No. When Yah's anger is upon this earth, it's going to be something that you're going to be begging to be hid from. This is not something that you're going to want to desire to see. And we're going to read what Yah's anger looks like, a piece of what the Yah's anger looks like later on in this presentation. But if we're going to be wise, let's be wise for ourselves. But if you're going to scorn, and if you're going to laugh at your enemies and your adversaries, or you're going to laugh at other nations and say, look at them, that's what they get. Well, if you scorn, you alone going to bear it. That's why I say don't laugh when your enemies stumble. You see, the spirit that King David possessed, he never laughed and made a mockery when his enemies failed. So when his enemies got sick, he humbled himself. And he prayed to Yah because he never knew when his day would come. Now, that's a man whose name stands for beloved. Why? Because this man understood what love truly was. It's not to see the downfall of any nation. If it was your choice, if you were seeking righteousness, you would know that if it was you had any choice in it, every nation would be serving Yahweh. Every nation would. But you know that Yah made the day of the, he made the wicked for the day of his destruction. So you know that some of just were made to be wicked. But you sure don't want to see that calamity fall upon your family members, upon your friends. Because Yahweh laws doesn't make us heartless to the plight of others. Yahweh's word doesn't make you totally oblivious to the plight of other nations. If anything, Yahweh's word makes you aware to what's going on. Because you can consider, well, when is this calamity going to end up in my doorstep? So we're going to be wise. Let's just be wise. But if we scorn, just know that we also going to bear it. If you turn with me to Ezekiel, 14th chapter, turn with me there. In the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter and the 14th verse. And I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. Ezekiel 14 and 12 reads, the word of Yah came again unto me, saying, son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it and will break the staff of the bread thereof and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls, and by their righteousness, saith Yah Elohim. So Yahweh let you know that pestilence come upon the earth. You have three righteous men that are in the earth. But though they're in the earth, they can't save no one's soul but their own. No wonder it said in that Proverbs, if thou be wise for thyself. Because at the end of the day, no one can save you but you. So why try to look at these nations and say, well, these nations made me wicked. These nations made me eat this pork chop. Since I didn't know Yahweh, I just went out and laid with any nation because I just didn't know right or wrong. And this is YOLO. You only live once. So I'm just going to live it up. And I don't want to hear about no instructions. I don't want to hear about no ways of Yah. I don't want to hear about the paths of Yah. Just let me live. Well, don't you know if you scorn, you alone going to bear it? Because can't no man die for you. Don't fall for this hypocrisy and this wickedness that's being spread, that a man could die for your sins. That man died for his sins and his sins only if he ever existed. Because this penalty, the wages of sin are death. So if someone's died for us, then why are we dying today? Why are we marching on the streets because one of our family members have been shot down on the street? One of our family members have been lynched or hung, or one of our family members have been brutally beat to death or cut up in these streets. Just up the street from the sanctuary of Yahweh, it was a shooting that took place today. A father and a son. The father may make it, but the son didn't make it. My people, don't you understand that though these three men were in the earth, they can't save but they own soul? So we have to seek righteousness. We have to seek meekness. My people, we have to seek Yahweh. Otherwise, we don't know love or hatred. We don't seek Yahweh, we're not going to know love nor hatred. Because all works are in the hands of Elohim. And this is the problem what's going on today. People don't know who's in this world. Don't know who's in this world but want the destruction of this world to come down. Don't know who set these powers up but want these powers to come down. Don't know what's going on in the world but just want it to cease because their life is disturbed. Well, our life is going to come with plight. Our life is going to come with turmoil. We're in captivity. We're in a land where you had to fight to get your name back. We're in a land where they didn't just lay it out before you as plainly and say, you Israel, your Elohim is Yahweh. The Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday. These are things that Yahweh had to reveal unto us. They told you the man that was supposed to come and save you, he done died already. So now you got to wait for him. Or if you die, maybe you can meet him up in heaven. This is the type of perverseness that they telling you because they don't know judgment. Because they don't know who's in the earth. But Yahweh does. Because Yah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And it's Yahweh who sets up one and sitteth one down. It's not man. It's not you marching to that voter's booth. It's not you casting in your name to that ballot box. It's not you putting a D by your name or an R by your name or an independent. If you are truly independent, then why are you involving yourself in politics, period? Because none of them are seeking after the ways of Yahweh. I had a story this week. Just came out today, I seen. About this representative by the name of Maxine Waters. She was at a march on the Sabbath day, and she's outraged at this conversation about immigration reform. And she's just in an uproar at the things that's been going on and taking place in the White House. And it was one of the White House representatives, Sarah Huckabee. She was at a restaurant, and it was so much commotion, she was asked to leave. Now, this is the House representative. She come out, do all the little song and dances for the president. And people were so outraged at what this man's doing, they asked her to leave. And then when she left out of the restaurant, because she had a dinner party planned, had to cancel the dinner party. Then when she came out, there was a mob meeting her. And they were all just chanting and protesting. And this is what this senator asked for people to do. She said, look, what's going on is this is egregious what's taking place in this White House. So when you see any representative representing that White House, I don't care if they are at the gas station or if they're at the grocery stores. No matter where they are, you just get out your car and you confront them. You press down on them. Now, are these the words of wisdom? Is this the way that the wise will lead you to go? Now, this woman is a black woman. Not only is she black, she's a woman. A black woman is instructed people who you already seen have a track record of not caring about you, that will shoot you down in a moment's notice for doing nothing, to get out of your car and harass these representatives that work at the White House and press down on them. Now, is this wisdom? Is this understanding? Is this knowledge? Absolutely not. This is not the way of wisdom. This is not how the wise conduct themselves. This is not how the wise moves. But this is how you move if you're indoctrinated by the doctrine of this country. And you believe that this nation was set up, that all these were created to be truths, that all men are created equal. You would carry yourself in that type of manner and that type of behavior. But this is not how Yahweh instructs his people to move. And of course, by making a statement like this, of course, the president had to take to the social media and he had to respond. And this man, well, hold on, let me pull up exactly what he said. Because I got the quote of exactly what this man called her. This man issued out a tweet and he said, look, this congresswoman is of an extraordinarily low IQ and has become together with another representative, Nancy Pelosi, and said the face of the Democratic Party. She has just called for harm to supporters, of which there are many, of the makers of the Make America Great Again movement. And he's saying, look, be careful what you wish for. He like, because this movement is strong. And this is what he's saying. This movement is strong. So if you want to come up against this, if you want to try this, then you just got to know what you asking for. And you know we ready for you. You know we ready for the uprising of your people to rise up. Because we don't like you anyway. Why do you think his wife was wearing a shirt, a jacket that says, I don't care, do you? What do you think that plight speaking about? Because they don't care. And this is not how the wise will be instructed on how to move. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And it reads, behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And then peep out verse 2. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. So this servant that Yahweh raised up, man, he's not going to be telling you to take to the streets and press down on people who signing all type of bills and laws and all type of clearances of people being pardoned for murdering you. Just adding insult to injury. That's why I say a bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He not going to add insult to injury. He just looking to bring judgment unto truth. And this servant knows what truth is. He knows it's the words of Yah. And Yah's laws, his statutes, and his judgments are all recorded. So this is what he's trying to do, is bring judgment unto truth. So he's not telling you to go out there and vote. He's not telling you to go out there and march for your freedom. He's not telling you to take part in the Pride Parade because this is the celebration of equality. He's not telling you to go out there and stand up and holler at a whole bunch of nation people and condemn a whole nation of people and call them wicked and evil and then turn around and go to work for them Monday morning. No, this is not what this servant was risen up for. Because little do our people know, or little do our people consider, that all of this is brought by the hands of Yahweh. You think that a man who's been a politician for as long as he's been the president just came up out of nowhere and got to that prominent of a position by just a slip of people not going out to vote? He tried to run for president before and was turned down astoundedly. But little do people know, he was turned down because it wasn't his time and season to rule. This is his time and season to rule. And whether our people want to come to the realization of this or not, this was set up by Yahweh. This was ordained by Yahweh. It wasn't you. It wasn't your clan that you went out to bring out the vote. It wasn't the Democratic Party. It wasn't the Republican Party. This was all done by the works of Yah. And you just was manipulated into thinking that you had influence. But really, this was all done by Yah. And if you don't believe me, well, then go to the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter. In the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter, the 17th verse. And we're going to read this slowly because this is something that you have to take into consideration. Daniel 4 and 17 reads that this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And who does he set up over it? He sets up over it the basis of men. So listen to who this matter by the decree is brought to. The watchers, Yah's servants, and to the demand by the word of the holy ones, Yah's people. But this is to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and set up over it whomsoever he chooses. This is only something that the living can see. You have to have eyes that can see and ears that can perceive and hear to even understand this. This, you have to be living. Because if you tell most of our people Trump was in office because of the Most High, No. I just won't believe that. Well, Bush was in there because of the Most High. No. I just won't believe that. Well, Reagan was in there because of the Most High. No, I won't believe that. Well, Obama was in there because of the Most High. Now, you got a point there. He was set up by, because you know why? Because this man has favor with you. But the Most High didn't care about none of that. The Most High said, look, if you won't look to me, I'm your Elohim. If you won't look to me for any guidance and you think that you can pick you out your own shepherd, not only am I calling you wrong, I'm going to tell you what type of shepherd you're going to have before you. And you know what? You still going to make the wrong decision. Why? Because you don't know love or hatred. Because you don't know that all works are in the hands of Elohim. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 11th verse. 1 Samuel 8 and 11 reads, Now, this is when the people came to the Yah's messenger, Samuel, and they asked for a king. And Yah said, look, don't be offended, because it's not that they done turned their backs from you. They done turned their backs on me. So if they want a king, give them a king, but let them know what type of king that they're going to get. And in verse 11 of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, it reads, and he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons. Do this sound familiar? And appoint them for himself, for his chariots, to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. Is this sounding familiar? That this type of king would just take and make his sons and daughters a bunch of workers. Even make them seats for his horses and have them running on the side as the horses. This sounds a little familiar, but let's keep reading. And he would take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. Ain't that the what they teach? All the women should just be barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen? Is this behavior looking familiar? Well, let's keep reading. And it reads, and he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give it to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your manservant and your maidservants and your goodliest young man and your asses and put them to his work. And he will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servant. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And Yahweh will not hear you in that day. Why? Because you did not consider Yahweh rules in the kingdom of man. And he sets up over it whomsoever he chooses. And he chooses the basis of man. And because you didn't seek Yah and say, Yahweh, give us a righteous king. Give us a king to rule in your spirit. We just want a king that we can see every day, that we can come to every day. But we just want a king that's ruling in your spirit, Yah. Instead of coming to that, the Most High told you all that this king will do. And all this king will do was bring oppression. And read what that response was in verse 19. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we may also be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. My goodness. You know what type of people that act like this? Are people that don't know love or hatred with all that is before them. You know what type of people that act like this? The type of people that sitting out with miss today. That'll tell you with a heartbeat. I don't care that you say you serve this Elohim. I'm going to vote. Because my people died for the right for me to vote. And I'm going to vote. And yeah, I may vote for the person and they may do nothing for me. But I'm going to turn around and do it again. And that's the same as saying, look, but we'll be like any of all these other nations that got a king, that go out before us and fight for us. Just utter backwardsness. And this is only a people that just don't know that love or hatred was all that is before him. Because if you knew love, or if you knew hatred and had an understanding of this, you would know that this is an abomination to behave in this manner. And this is how our people are behaving today. Why are you offended Trump's in office? Why are you trying to sign petitions to get him impeached? and kicked out of office. If they take him out of office, you know who's going to replace him? Another base person. Because y'all words are not coming back void. And if you really had understanding of what Yahweh is putting before you today, you would understand love and hatred. Because you would know by the works that Yahweh loves you. You would know this. Or if Yahweh has set his hatred for you, you will know this as well and understand this as well. But our people don't know because we have been indoctrinated by our adversaries. And they've told us, you got to forsake that God. And you got to seek your own way and your own devices. And all these things have ever done has led to our destruction. But it's only because man don't know either love or hatred. We're all that's before him. Because man don't consider that all works are in the hands of Elohim. So you wouldn't instruct people to go out here and protest and press down on these people and try to get physical with these people. You think that something's positive is going to come out instructing people to do this? You know what this looks like? Turn with me to Proverbs, the 29th division. And I know some of our people are rooting and saying, go ahead, sister. You tell them. I'm going to go out there and march with them and press down on them. Yeah, you go ahead. And you see what they got for you. If you think that they got this type of compassionlessness against these nations, you can imagine what they got in store for you. They're waiting for you to get out of hand. But in Proverbs, the 29th division and the 9th verse, it reads, if a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. So whether you going out and you having beer and donuts with the president, or whether you standing up on the in the halls arguing with him all day, it's no rest. Because at the end of the day, whatever you're trying to get resolved is not going to get resolved. Why? Because you're not going to someone in the spirit of Yahweh seeking Yah's judgment to be upon in the midst of you. You seeking the imagination of your own heart and the imagination of your own mind, and you're trying to get your own judgment. But this is not the way the righteous thinks. This is not those that know what love and hatred is before them. This is not how they think. This is how the righteous thinks. Turn with me to the book of 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter. In 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse, the first to the third verse, and it reads, now these be the last words of David, David the son of Jesse. So he said, the man who was raised on high, raised up on high, the anointed of the Elohim of Yaakov, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the spirit of Yahweh spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. And it said, the Elohim of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim. My people, do you see what the last words of King David? Do you see that the order of how you're supposed to move? If you're going to be in a position of power, well, the first thing you need to be looking for is who has the spirit of Yahweh upon them and who has Yahweh's word on their tongue. If you possess both of those qualities, then I can talk to you. Then I don't have to press down on you. I don't have to be violent with you. I can come to you and say, brother, sister, let's just be honest. We know that this is not lawful. This is not nothing. None of these things that you're doing are by the ways of Yah. And this is not the ways of Yah. And I can show you that these things that you're doing to these people are an abomination. And the first thing they're going to say is, well, show me in the words of Yah what I'm doing is an abomination. Because he that ruleth over men must be just. and they must be ruling in the fear of Elohim. Well, how can you rule in the fear of Elohim when you don't even seek out his word? And you don't even seek out his messengers. You don't even seek out his judgment. But you expect to execute righteous judgment and have righteous counsel and have a righteous spirit upon you? No. You will only expect that because you really don't know what love or hatred is with all that is before you. What King David did, this wasn't for to impress people. This wasn't to have people brag about him and talk about him. He did these works in the name of his Elohim. He wanted Yahweh to be smiling at him. And Yahweh was delighted in his servant. Because Yahweh removed that king who we read about in Samuel, which was Saul, took him out of the throne, took his spirit from this man, and put it upon King David. Because Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. Now, when we make choices, we choose Saul. But when we seek Yahweh, we get King David. Now, if you don't know that, then you truly don't know love or hatred for all that is before you. But if you're going to rule over men, you got to be just. You must be just. And how are you going to be just? How are you going to be ruling in the fear of Elohim? How is this to take place? Well, the first thing you have to consider is, does this man or this woman fear Yah? Do they seek Yah? Do they seek righteousness, meekness? Do they do this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter? Turn with me there. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 14th verse. Deuteronomy 17 and 14 reads, "When thou art come into the land, which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him a king over thee, whom Yahweh, that Elohim, shall choose. One from amongst thy brethren shall thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return unto Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as Yah have said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn the fear of Yahweh, his Elohim, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them. And this is why, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." This is a righteous king. This is whom you're going to seek. Now, is this who's saying vote for me in 2019? No. Did Trump come up and say, look, I got the book of Yah, and I got the spirit of Yah on me, and all I'm trying to do is set judgment on the truth. That's all I'm trying to do. No. He stood in the midst of the people and say, look, I probably know the Bible more than most Bible scholars. I'm probably one of the most intelligent men that ever lived. This house is moving like a well-oiled machine. Even though people getting fired left and right. even though you got contention in your own house and with your contemporaries. Now, was he encouraging people not to go into Egypt? No. Is he multiplying horses? Yes. Is he standing for oppression? Yes. Is he being just? No. Is he ruling in the fear of Elohim? Heck no. Do he know love or hatred with all that's before him? No, he doesn't. Not at all. So why seek after a man like this, but then say you serve Yahweh? You're only doing this because you don't know love or hatred with all that is before you. For if you truly knew love or hatred, you would consider your ways and your doings. To show you how bad we don't know love or hatred with all that is before us, Yahweh said, look, I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to keep it 100 with you, like they say in the streets. The Most High said, you only have I known out of all the families of the earth. You got my laws, my statutes, my judgments, my commandments. These other nations, they don't even know them. So because you have this responsibility upon you, I'm going to punish you for all of your iniquities. So why look and say, well, how come the Chinese can come over here and prosper? How come the Arabians can come over here and prosper? How come other nations can come over here illegally and make millions? I'm trying to do right, and I'm still being oppressed. Why? Because Yahweh said he will send you in the land of your oppressors. And Yahweh said he will punish us for all of our iniquities. And we think that Yahweh is just some rainbow that just comes through and rain down love and compassion. And you never have no turmoil and no strife or no difficulty. This is what comes with the territory. This is life. But you know what happens? When Yahweh start giving you some prosperity, start giving you some blessings, you know what we do? We say, well, what about this nation that's been oppressing us? They can't get nothing. I can't give them a plot of land. I can't give them a house. How about a brick of gold? How about I give them their own well of water? I got to give them something. But they've been oppressing you. This is what the Most High said our people do. Turn with me to Malachi, the first chapter. In Malachi, the first chapter, Malachi 1 and verse 1, it reads, the burden of the word of Yah to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith Yah. Yahweh said, I have loved you. Don't think for a second that all this oppression and all this plight and all this bloodshed of your people have I just turned my eyes to. I was angry with you, but it was just for a moment. This was to get you to consider and humble yourselves and return to me, so I can return unto you and execute my judgment upon those who oppressed you. But Yahweh said, don't think for without a shadow of a doubt, I loved you. But look at what we said. But yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Wait, where did you love us, Yah? We in America. I got to stand up on my feet all day and work. I'm living check to check. And the same man that's oppressing me can murder me and retire. How you loved us? Or how can you just say you love us? We're Americans. And this is how we approach it. We say, look, was not Esau Jacob's brother? Saith Yah. Yet I love Yaakov. Yahweh had to come and intervene and say, look, slow down. Because you just don't know love or hatred with all that's before you. and you don't know that all works are in my hand. Well, let me remove the shroud of doubt before you. I loved you. But look at the next verse. And I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. This is what Yah said. And even Edom say, whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh have indignation forever. But yet these are the people who our people say, look, if you want to learn how to serve Yah correctly, these are the people you got to look to. These are the people you have to emulate and imitate, because they keep the customs better than some Israelites. They know the holy days better than some Israelites. Well, how could you say this after Yahweh done said this? How could you build a house on the nation whom the Most High said he would tear down? And they will be referred to as the borders of wickedness. Why would you consider this thing, these things? Why would you take these things into consideration? Why will we mimic these people? Because we truly don't know love or hatred for all that is before us. We don't. We truly don't. With all that's before us. For if we truly knew love or hatred, we would know that what Yah has planned for this earth is not nothing good. Oh, we got light, and we got to be a light, but there's going to be a lot of darkness. And you may think you're ready to see this darkness, but trust and believe me, my brothers and sisters, we are not prepared to see this darkness. Yahweh has purpose for this earth. Turn with me to Amos, the 5th chapter. In Amos, the 5th chapter, I'm going to read 2 verses in Amos, the 5th chapter. Well, I'm going to read a few verses, but I'm going to start reading at Amos 5, the verse 18. Amos 5 and 18 reads, woe unto you that desire the day of Yah. To what end is it for you? The day of Yahweh is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. This is what Yahweh said the day of Yah is. And the Most High saying, well, if you're saying you love your people and you know what love and hatred is, why are you rushing the day of this? Because you don't even know what's going to happen to you in this day. So why would you desire the day of Yah when you don't know where you stand with Yahweh? Because if you know where you stand with Yahweh and you know love and hatred, then you will want to be the remnant. And the remnant will be hidden during all this. The remnant won't see no speck of this. Because the remnant will know that this is the day that I didn't desire to see. This is the day I knew coming. Because Yahweh told me it was coming, but I didn't desire this, because this day is a day of darkness and not light. And you know what? This is how you know if you know love or hatred. In the day of Yah, a lot of your enemies are going to fall. But guess what? A lot of your people are going to fall too. And why would you want to see the destruction of your people? Yahweh said he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that he would change from his wickedness and do that which is right. Now, if our ways are like Yah's ways, that will be our desires as well. Because a live dog is better than a dead lion. Because the dead can't praise Yahweh. So I want to see the destruction fall upon, and you don't know your standing. Oh, my people, it's only because we don't know love or hatred for all that is before us. Yahweh said that his day would look like this also in the book of Zephaniah. Turn with me there. No, Zechariah. Zechariah, the 14th chapter. In Zechariah, the 14th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And it says, and it reads, "Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall Yahweh go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of towards the east and towards the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove towards the north, and half of it towards the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach until Azal. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the day of Uzziah, king of Yehuda, and Yahweh my Elohim shall come, and all the saints with thee." And it says, "And in that, and it shall come to pass in that day, the light shall not be clear, nor dark. But this shall be one day which shall be known to Yah, not day nor night. But this shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. This day of Yah," and it says, "and it shall be in that day that the living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them towards the former sea and half of them towards the hinder sea. In the summer and in the winter shall it be. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth, and in that day shall there be one Yah, and his name one." My people, before we reach this, there's going to be massive destruction, a massive slaughter. And you see, when Yahweh is moving, this remnant is moving with him. And you think that they standing on top of the mountains waiting to see this destruction? No, they moving with Yah because Yah already has a place for them to be hidden. This is why it says this in the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. Turn with me there. And in Proverbs, the 22nd division and the third verse, it reads, "A prudent man, he foreseeth the evil, and he hideth himself. But the simple pass on and are punished." And in verse 4, it reads, "By humility and the fear of Yahweh are riches and honor and life." Because if you fear Yah, you being prudent, and you want to be hid from the day of Yah's anger. If you fear Yah, you seeking Yah so you can have a place of refuge to be hidden in the day of Yah's anger. This is not a day of joy. This is not a day of light. This is a day of darkness. Now, even though the results is going to bring forth a lot of light, but it's going to be some gross darkness that comes out of this day. But this day has to take place because order has to be restored. Because the world is going to have to see. You and I are going to have to see what love and hatred truly are. To know that all works are in the hands of Elohim. That's when we'll truly see in that day what love and hatred is. Because when you're in the midst and everything's being destroyed, you say, "Man, I serve an Elohim that loved me. He set me aside. And he didn't consume me in the way. And I got my family here. It's not all the family that I necessarily, I wanted all my family, but you start thanking Yahweh for his tender mercies and for his loving kindness. And no, you don't have to fear the day of Yah because you fear man. You don't have to fear man. You don't have to fear the weapons that they got to form against you. But one thing that we do have to do is fear Yah. We do have to fear Yahweh. Because Yahweh said this. This is what Yah requires. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, 10th chapter, and the 12th verse, it reads, "And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee but to fear Yah thy Elohim and to walk in all his ways?" And do we know what Yah's ways is, what all of his ways are? Do we know truth, righteousness, mercy, judgment? Do we know what perfection is? What equity is? Do we know what goodness is? Do we know the ways of Yah and how to walk in all of Yahweh's way? But when we fear Yah, we learn his ways and walk in them, then we'll do this. And then we'll love Yah, love him, and serve Yah, thy Elohim, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep his commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. That's right. When we display true love to the Most High, we serve in the Most High wholeheartedly. And you know what wholeheartedly means? You're serving Yahweh with perfection. It doesn't mean you never make a mistake, that we never sin. Because the scripture lets you know that there is no man that does good and sin not. But you wholehearted in serving Yah. You wholehearted in following Yah. You are fixed in serving your Elohim. And my people, when we are like this, we'll truly know what love is. Because these are actions. Just like hatred are actions. And this is why Yahweh will bring everything, all works, into judgment. Because Yahweh going to say you loved your people. Well, we're going to look at your works. And we're going to see if you loved your people. And if your works show hatred, then the judgment of hatred going to fall upon you. But if you say, well, Yah, your people got on my nerves. They vexed me. But I did my best to bring them to you. Yahweh say, well, let's look at your works. And if they true, then Yahweh going to have that judgment be upon you. But understand, love and hatred is going to be determined by our works and by our works. No wonder the Most High said that we got to seek righteousness and seek meekness, so it may be that we shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. If you want to know what true love looks like, then go to the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. In Isaiah, the 60th chapter, I'm going to read the 18th verse. Because make no mistake about it, the day of Yah is rapidly approaching, and it's going to be a day of darkness, and it's not going to be a day Yah's servant is on the streets doing the Tootsie Roll celebrating. Yah's people are going to be somewhere looking for a nice hiding place to be hidden from Yahweh's anger. But understand, when all this darkness and Yahweh executed his hatred upon his enemies, out of this we're going to see what love looks like. And in Isaiah, the 60th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 17th verse. And it says, for brass will I bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. Sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but Yahweh shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy Elohim thy glory. This is Yahweh showing his love upon the earth. And all the nations that are remaining, all the nations that are standing, all the nations that remain, and all the Israel that remains, we're going to see Yahweh's love. And Yahweh, this is why the Most High said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 19th chapter. Well, no, Leviticus, the 24th chapter. Turn with me there. In the book of Leviticus, the 24th chapter and the 22nd verse, it reads, ye shall have one manner of law, as well and as for one of your own country, for I am Yahweh, your Elohim. So my people, you don't have to worry about when Yahweh's judgment is going to arrive or if it's going to arrive, because it is. All this wickedness that's taking place, all of the righteousness that's taking place, just understand that everything that we're doing is going to be in the hands of Yahweh. All of the works are going to be in the hands of Yahweh. So all this oppression, all this plight, all this false balance, all of these things are going to be balanced out by Yahweh. And the remnant is going to go before the way and make the crooked things straight with the words of Yahweh. And by this, the earth will be set straight. And this, my people, the world will see truly what love and hatred is when all is before us. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you. And so do we. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Lead me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Nothing but the strength of Elohim, his Elohim, Captivity is taking hold upon me. Don't frighten me and now we flee from falling leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people see. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to